You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Flashpoints Election Protection section, co-hosted by none other than Greg Palast, best-selling author, investigative reporter, contributor to BBC and Democracy Now, and we're proud to say Flashpoints. And this segment, every Wednesday at 5:30, will be put up as a podcast on flashpoints.net, and I believe at GregPalast.com. Greg, welcome to Flashpoints.
Glad to be back with you with another voter protection story, or failure to protect.
The failure to protect. Well, welcome. We're going to be doing this every Wednesday. Now, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about how Bernie Sanders can win. The point is that many people believe that it's over, that he can't win. I have to come clean that if you want to know if I'm a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, a Green, I'm none of the above. But go on, Greg.
Same with me. It's not a question of for or against Bernie. It's like, where go now with all this extraordinary enthusiasm and policy points? The answer came to me from Satan himself. That is Pat Robertson, who I was investigating for The Guardian many years ago, and I actually ended up with a one-on-one interview with Pat Robertson, the televangelist, and he had run for president, if you remember, and he lost, even though he said that God had told him to run. So I asked the Reverend Pat, how could you lose with a campaign manager like that? And he said, the Lord told him to run, not to win. And what did he mean by that? What he then explained is that his run for president allowed him to build a list of 3 million like-minded, we hate to think of what's in those minds, but like-minded people to Pat Robertson, and they formed something called the Christian Coalition. And as he told me, nothing moves for 2 decades, nothing could move within the Republican Party. You couldn't run for dog catcher without the approval of the 3 million members of the Christian Coalition. Broken down, divided by congressional districts, they were a tremendous hit force. They are the ones that more than any single group pulled the Republican Party way over the right edge and gave us Ronald Reagan and worse.
Now, if I remember, Greg, somebody within the right-wing Christian right talked about that as being able to deliver something like forests all over America to Reagan, like virgin lumber or something like that. But go on.
Yeah. Well, but so in a way, the satanic voice has given us a direction. But we don't need a Christian coalition. We need a people's coalition. And so Sanders, rather than have this marvelous force simply dissipate or hope to pull over the Democratic Party's platform, does anyone remember what was in the platform?
Nobody ever does.
And Obama certainly doesn't remember. A permanent force to come out of this, which has nothing to do with partisan anything, but would make sure that would hold Democrats and other candidates' feet to the fire on the major issues of financing, et cetera. And, of course, whether we break up the banks or even hold a President Hillary, even a President Trump to the feet to the fire, can you imagine the force that the millions of people who back Sanders, who, after all, Sanders got more votes than Donald Trump, let's not forget that, has so far collected many more votes than Donald Trump.
Trump reminded us of that yesterday.
Force.
Trump was touting Bernie Sanders yesterday, yeah.
So this is a tremendous political force, and it would be to say that a Tuesday in November should be its total goal, when in fact, if like Pat Robertson, who turned his political campaign for president into the Christian Coalition, is fearsome. And now we can make, what about fearsome from the point of view of protecting the public instead of attacking the public? And a voice for sanity instead of a voice for prejudice. So, I mean, imagine a permanent organization where all these numbers, names, people, energy is kept and directed. Basically you'd have candidates, especially Democratic candidates, begging for the endorsement and the support of this type of organization. It would be... Basically, Sanders might not be king, but his organization could be kingmaker for a generation to come. And, you know, so let's go from political moment to permanent movement. And, you know, again, I'm not a Sanders, I'm not a member of the Democratic Party. I can't even vote in the primary. This is a matter of turning this type of energy and force into a political movement, and I just want to, okay, I usually don't give big shot advice like this, and I'll shut up after this and move on to election protection.
All right. No, it's very interesting to hear what you're saying. I don't know if you heard any of the last segment. We had Sam Husseini on, who has a very interesting idea, votepack.org, where he wants people who are tired of holding their nose to come together, Trump's and Hillary's and whoever, and talk to each other and try and convince them that it's okay to go for a third party or to think about an alternative to what happens when Tammany Hall controls national politics.
Kind of a voters anonymous, so we get rid of our addiction for voting for the evil of two left.
Exactly.
Let me get on to voter protection, though.
Please.
We promise people.
Let's talk about some of the key evils. What are the things confronting voters now who really want to vote?
This week, listen up, especially Californians, but everyone. I have been saying, if you think, you know, we talked last week about the massive purge of voters, 126,000 purged illegally in Brooklyn, New York, and more around the state of New York. And I was saying that I've been investigating for Rolling Stone all over the nation, and the purge machines are working everywhere. One of the things I've been telling people is protect yourself, okay? And, for example, you think you're registered? You better check again. Go online and check again. And I met someone who thinks that they really know all about voting, that they're really smart, that they voted for years. And I said, okay, check your registration. Sure enough, it was gone. That's me. I just checked a minute ago. My registration in California is kapoof. And now, so we dug into it, and I found out that when I changed my driver's license, moved to California, I'd left off somewhere on the form the zip code on the motor voter form attached to the driver's license. This is a very typical thing. There's a whole bunch of lines to fill out. And now the state of California did not send me a notice. By the way, you left out that box of your zip code, so please, you're not registered, or fill it in because it's obvious. It's on my driver's license form, which also has my zip code. But this is typical. So I checked out something. I've been speaking to your secretaries of state, now my secretary of state, but first... California Secretary of State, which is today Alex Padilla, when Bruce McPherson, a Republican, was head of the voting in California, our biggest state, 45% of the voter registration forms that were submitted, 45%, we're talking several hundred thousand, were never entered onto the voter rolls. I want to repeat that. 45%, nearly half, of the registration forms in California that were filled out as little forms, motor voter forms, et cetera, were not added when Bruce McPherson, the Republican, was the Secretary of State.
Why?
Now, whose forms weren't added? Okay? I called up me and my co-investigator, Bobby Kennedy, the law professor, me and Bobby Kennedy for Rolling Stone called up Deborah Bowen, who was Secretary of State at that time, and said, why didn't McPherson put these, you got a couple hundred thousand people whose names weren't added. Who were they? The answer was, as you know, there were massive drives to register Hispanic voters. Massive. And massive drives to register Asian Americans. Those were the cards that weren't added. What was the excuse? Is that they were illegible or they were, quote, listen to this, unusual names. I said, what's an unusual name? She said, names like Muhammad, okay, were unusual. Names that had accent marks or hyphens like Garcia Marquez, okay? In other words, overwhelmingly, the 45%, we're talking hundreds of thousands of registration cards, were never added to the voter rolls, which were overwhelmingly minority voters. If you, and I talked to Jesse Jackson about this too, he completely flipped out because he was running all these massive voter drives, and they hand over stacks of forms to state officials and county officials, and they are not being added to the voter rolls. This is a national epidemic, and it is not random. It's not just anyone's cards. In the state of Georgia, ready for this, Dennis? I went down to Atlanta, Georgia, just before a very highly contested 2014 Senate race. 55,000 voter registration cards, almost all of them students, in other words, Democrats, almost all of them students, 55,000 voter registration cards were submitted by a group called Georgia Agenda. They put none of them on the voter roll. And the excuse was 55,000 names. We don't have the clerical ability to add all those names in time for the election. Now, you have to understand, those names were submitted 4, 5, and 6 months before the election. They were never added. Georgia Agenda went to court, and the Republican hack judges said, well, hey, they don't have enough secretaries. Too bad. You don't get your vote. If you think you're registered, so number one, this is systematic. It's not just anyone's vote who isn't added to the voter rolls. That's number one. Number two, you think your name is added to the voter rolls? Ask Greg Palast. Mine isn't. Mine's missing right now, okay? I have to re-register. If you think you're registered, say, oh, I've been voting at the same place for 20 years. Too bad. Protect yourself. This is how elections are won by crazy old white men, for the most part, because they are keeping the new young voters off the voter rolls. It's systematic. It's deliberate. Don't assume you've been registered because you filled out a card. There is a national attack on voting rights. It is a very subtle, electronically driven Jim Crow operation. Protect yourself. And even in so-called progressive states like California, it's still going on in California, believe me.
Greg, if you say you manage to register, figure out what's going on, and get your vote in, are you guaranteed that it will be counted?
Not at all. In America, we have something called spoilage. And how do you, votes spoil in America. 2 to 4 million votes, and this is an official figure. You can get this from the Elections Assistance Commission of the federal government. 2 to 4 million votes are never counted, which are cast for some type of weird technical reason. Fly poop on a optical reading red ballot, and you're all familiar with hanging chads. This one you try to punch through on a ballot, and there's just a little bit of it left. You didn't see it on the back of the ballot. It is an attempt to vote. People make fun of hanging chads. We talk about the thousands and thousands of people who lose their votes that are cast and never counted. Votes don't spoil because they are left out of the fridge. They are spoiled because someone has made a decision to try not to count your vote. It's not just anyone's vote. And I want to repeat a figure I gave last year because I want it to be indelible in your brain. The chance your ballot will spoil, that is, you cast it and it doesn't get counted, the chance your ballot will spoil is 900% higher if you're black than you're white. That's the official U.S. Civil Rights Commission statistical analysis of
those votes. Amazing. Now, Greg, we just have 2 minutes left. I'm not sure if it was Alabama. One of the southern states implemented the new strict ID requirement that you need an ID to vote. Do we know, is that another form of electronic stealing of the votes? Do we know how that
absolutely.
Would be?
Absolutely. We just had two things. Yes, Alabama was within a half an hour of the U.S. Civil Rights, of the U.S. Voting Rights Act being gutted by the Supreme Court in 2013. Within a half an hour, Alabama passed a law requiring state active voter ID to prevent election voter fraud, even though they couldn't point to a single case of identity theft voter fraud in 100 years. They couldn't point to one case, but they still created this law, and about 20% of the black population did not have the correct and does not have the correct voter ID to allow them to vote. North Carolina, just 3 days ago, just on Monday, there was a decision which allowed North Carolina to implement similar vote restriction laws, and it is just an absolute, it's just the total reimposition of Jim Crow, which could not have happened if the Voting Rights Act hadn't completely been gutted. So please protect your own. One, we have to fight this. This is a national scourge. We have to once again restart the voting rights movement that that reached what we thought was the victory in 1965. We're back on the wrong side of the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. We have to start once again. And also, I'm going to recommend that people go to gregpalace.com, and we're going to put up, there's a little poster called Seven Ways to Beat the Ballot Ban. It's kind of how to protect your vote. It's kind of like a ballot condom. Please protect yourself. And do like Greg Palace just did about 15 minutes ago. Look on the website of your Secretary of State, whatever state you're in, and check and see if you are still registered or if you are like some poor schlub in Brooklyn. Don't wait till Election Day to find out you've just been purged.
All right. Well, that concludes the first formal edition of the Flashpoints Election Protection section, co-hosted by that other voice, Greg Palast, best-selling author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy and other books. We are going to post this at flashpoints.net as an independent podcast, and I'm hoping, Greg, that we can get this up on gregpalast.com, and we can perhaps it'll go viral and people could share the work that we're doing together here as we do these casts in anticipation of one election steal after another. So we thank you.
I promise. We'll do it.
All right. You're listening to, again, Election Protection Section on Flashpoints with Bernstein and Palace. Stay tuned. I just got